government's investigatory powers bill, the so-called Snoopers Charter, which sets out what security services can find out about people's internet activity, will become law within weeks. Yesterday, it passed through the House of Lords, meaning it just needs a royal assent before it comes into force. Well, let's have a look at some of the powers it sets out. They will be able to ask internet providers to help them hack into computers and phones, but only after getting a warrant first. Internet companies will also have to keep your search metadata for a year and hand it on to authorities on request. Again, a warrant will have to be issued first. And those warrants have to be signed by the Home Secretary and an independent judicial commissioner, the double lock. Well, Jim Killock is executive director at Open Rights Group, which is opposed to the new legislation. What's wrong with this bill?
Well, let's just make one correction on the bit you just did. You mentioned about warrants, the very big warrants for kind of bulk interception and for getting the content of information about terrorists and so on. That is has this double lock, the Home Secretary and judge, the judge having weaker powers in that relationship. But the sort of general data about your phone records and so on, that doesn't get any of this warrantry. It's just simply the police saying to other police officers, yes, you may have this information, and then they go to the companies and get it. But in fact, now they will go through a machine which delivers it. So the companies won't even interact. The company's databases will simply be queried by police officers and the results will go to the police. And that's pretty shocking. I mean, it basically means no independent authorization whatsoever.
But in terms of what they can glean from that information, I mean, the Prime Minister has said, well, it's just the modern day equivalent of an itemised phone bill. They might be able to see that you've been looking at Facebook, for example, but they can't see the content of the chat that you might have been having. And Theresa May says privacy is hardwired into this bill.
Yeah, I think that's a sort of nonsense representation. And you think what it means to have your mobile phone location data, for instance, that tells you where somebody is all of the time. Your call records, the people you communicate with online, that tells you about their innermost thoughts. It's like a reading list. So what this does is it tells you who knows who, where they meet, and roughly speaking, what they think. And to say that that is okay, that that's not an intrusion into people's privacy and it's not that important and police should just be able to search that and get the results, I think that's really misrepresenting what's going on here.